here's a story from The World.
It seems like a sprint, and why shouldn't it be? The race for a COVID-19 vaccine is about getting us out of this global pandemic as fast as possible. Clinical trials have ramped up in the U.S., U.K., China, Australia, and elsewhere. But here's a lingering question, and it's a big one. If or when there is an effective vaccine, who gets it? The coronavirus pandemic knows no borders. In the race for a vaccine, however, it's not so clear that everybody's on the same team. Here's The World's Alana Gordon.
One of the first things running through Jane Halton's mind back in February, before the coronavirus had turned full-on pandemic, was about who would have access to an eventual vaccine, because past pandemics offered some cautionary tales. During the 2009 H1N1 flu pandemic, there was a clear division between the haves and the have-nots.
All of the wealthy countries basically bought up supply of vaccine, and the less wealthy countries and some of the smaller countries found it very hard to get access.
Halton is former head of Australia's health and finance departments. She chairs a global organization that grew out of H1N1, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI. Today, the group is leading the effort to prevent a repeat of what happened during H1N1.
How do we purchase for all of the people who need vaccine across poor countries and people who can self-finance? And then how do we distribute to the people most in need first around the world so we can bring this to a speedy conclusion?
To do this, CEPI, the World Health Organization, and the main group that funds vaccines in low-income countries, called Gavi, created an initiative called COVAX.
The COVAX pillar aims to ensure that every country gets fair and equitable access to eventual COVID-19 vaccines. It does this by acting as an insurance policy, with the largest portfolio of vaccine candidates in the world.
This is their online video explaining how it works. Countries choose to join, the wealthier ones contribute funds, the big pool then supports the development and production of different vaccines. The idea is that if one or several of those vaccines prove effective, COVAX would have the leverage to buy and distribute vaccines, ideally 2 billion doses, in an equitable way.
If we start now, we can save hundreds of thousands of lives.
So far, about 170 countries are in talks to participate. This morning, a representative from one of those nations, the Republic of Equatorial Guinea, explained why he was on board.
The COVID-19, it is also a test on our human ingenuity to transcend our individualities and destroy all barriers looking to act with a common purpose.
Mitoha Ondoo Ayakaba was speaking during a WHO conference call. He said being part of a bigger pool ensures his country can actually compete with bigger ones to get an effective vaccine. This week, COVAX got a major boost from one of those bigger players.
The European Commission is ready to join the COVAX facility.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also pledged money for the effort.
We will join COVAX together with our EU member states as Team Europe. And the Commission will also make a contribution of 400 million euro in guarantees to the COVAX facility and its goals.
COVAX needs billions of dollars and as many countries on board as possible. But one country that won't be joining this effort is the United States. The White House is critical of the World Health Organization and China and said in a statement that it doesn't want to be constrained by a multilateral organization. The move worries Lawrence Gostin. He's a professor of global health law at Georgetown University and an advisor to the WHO.
COVAX is the world's one chance to actually rally together for the most important medical commodity in our lifetimes, which is a highly safe and effective COVID vaccine and probably many vaccines because we don't know which ones are going to work best.
For Suri Moon, co-director of the Global Health Center at the Graduate Institute in Geneva, the U.S. action sets a negative precedent, but she says it won't necessarily cripple COVAX.
U.S. rejection of the COVAX facility and effort, it's a real shame. But at the same time, the COVAX facility still can deliver a lot. I think there's still a lot of potential, very strong political backing, and certainly a lot of interest from countries around the world in making it work.
Moon says there are big challenges ahead. Wealthy countries may try to buy up vaccines for themselves, whether or not they're participating in COVAX. That could make it harder for COVAX to get the same access. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.